Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's interesting, especially like we have all these cameras in the studio now. And so,
yeah,
can, you know,
we have lights in here now.
We do. Are we back to doing TV?
Well,
please tell me I don't have to wear a jacket in here and a tie because I'm done. I'm done wearing ties on TV. Can't stand it. Drives me. I mean, I know sometimes you have to, but I'm just not a tie guy. So one thing I got out of the pandemic that I kind of was like, okay, we're sticking with this.
Don't go tie. I can't recall the last time I wore a tie.
I'm done with ties. Jackets with button-downs or golf shirts, I'm totally down with
it. Yeah, you look cool, you know.
Not as cool as you, Jeff Phelps.
No, the guys who wear those, you know, the open collar things with the jackets, and they walk in, you know, and they have their loafers and no socks. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
I have way too much money.
Oh, you think so?
Absolutely. Yeah,
if you had enough money, wouldn't you buy
those guys?
You'd buy a pair of socks.
Oh, you don't need them. You're cool. I'm not wearing socks. I have on a blazer and an open collar shirt. I'm loaded.
You concur?
I just want to know what I have to do to get no sock money.
See?
That's the world I want to live in.
See?
How does one gain no sock money?
Let me just tell you, after 3 days of regret of this, if you're going to put your shoes in the freezer from not wearing socks because your shoes smell now, don't tell the rest of your family that you're doing it and hide your shoes way in the back, because I am now 48 hours into the grief of letting everybody know that putting smelly shoes into a freezer and getting rid of the smell works.
Yeah.
But it hasn't worked for me because the
stench.
No. There's no stench. I'm telling you. It's just...
There was stench before you put it in there. Well, so where did that stench go? It went into your frozen foods.
No, it didn't.
It's in the ice in your freezer.
Add more barbecue sauce. You'll get over it.
Oh, that's true, too.
It's a valid point.
What would happen if I put my shoes in the freezer with dryer sheets in them?
We're going to...
I wonder.
Is that a bad idea?
I wonder if it turns into too much of a good thing. That it would backfire on you.
We're going to talk about Jose Ramirez in a second here.
I will say I did get a lot of feedback about that, though. Other people agreed with me that they tried it or they had done that before, and they were impressed by the fact that they had shoes that they really liked, but obviously picked up some of the odor, and now that they put them in the freezer, it worked, but you know, you got to keep it away from the food. Or, as I was told, get your own freezer if you want to put your shoes in there.
Always liked your wife.
Yeah.
Anthony is in where, Andy?
Hey, Ty.
Anthony just hung up.
Oh, Anthony, you have let us down.
Frozen shoe talk.
Oh, we have
scared Anthony away.
We have a
new
football coach. We have all these things going on. And
I asked you earlier, we were talking about this Guardians team, and I said...
Oh, here he comes. He's coming.
And I said, they've done this without anything being really outstanding. And you corrected me accurately. And you said, nope, Jose Ramirez has been outstanding.
Do I get... the music for being right?
You're right.
Oh, my God. And you said it twice?
No, you were right. You're absolutely right about that.
Hmm.
Before we...
get to why I was right?
No, you weren't right.
Wait, I was right. I was right three times. You already said I was right.
All right, you were right.
All right, thank you.
You know, the thing about Jose Ramirez, and we're hearing a lot of stuff now about Jose and ranking, you know, all time in the Indians organization, Guardians organization, the Cleveland baseball team organization, in offensive categories and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, he's, if you look at what he did ever since he's been in the organization, he hit throughout the minor leagues. It took him a while to establish himself in the majors, but not that long. The thing that impresses me most about him, Andy.
Jeff.
He never looks like he's not busting his you-know-what on the field. And, man, is he consistently good. It's one thing to be good. It's another to be consistently good. And that's difficult to achieve, I think, at the major league level. I mean, season after season with this guy, he just continues to produce numbers and affect the way his team plays. You know, it's one thing to put up numbers. You see that with guys all the time. They put up stats and their individual base stats. The way Jose plays, I think, is infectious, and it really has an impact on the rest of the team. And that, to me, is what sets a superstar player apart from a star player. He impacts this team in a way that very few players in team history, I think, have actually impacted this team. And that's awesome.
You know why I think I like him even more? Because when he first got here, all we did was look at Lindor.
Oh, yeah.
Lindor. And it was like, oh, yeah, Jose Ramirez, that guy's okay. He's not bad. And look what's still here. And look at the numbers that he has. Second in home runs, third in extra base hits, fifth in total bases in franchise history, Jeff. That's not just like, and think about all of the great names that have played for this franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of bad names as well that you forgot about, but there are a lot of great names that you do remember. And, you know, when you say second in home runs, third in extra base hits, fifth in total bases.
You know, he's driven in a lot of runs on teams that didn't score a lot of runs. That's impressive. This year, the RBI totaled down a little bit, but nobody's getting on base. We know that. That's been a big part of the situation. But he keeps hitting, he keeps playing, and it's infectious. I looked up something the other day, and I thought, well, that's more impressive than you would expect it to be. And baseballreference.com is where I got this information. And Dano, are you ready? Dan? Ready, Dan?
Oh, every day.
Here we go.
More
Dan, you ready?
More than the last.
Wins above replacement.
Wait, what? I was expecting to use some kind of archaic stat that, you know.
I know. Aren't you stunned?
A smidge?
Explain for everybody. Explain wins above replacement.
The best way to put it is it's a giant formula that spits out how many wins this player helps your team gain over getting a run-of-the-mill average player. Just know it works. You could go find the equation if you want, and you'll sit there and go, huh? Just know it works.
I'll leave out the numbers because I think people have a hard time relating to those. According to Baseball Reference, the wins above replacement, which is, you know, a biblical stat when it comes to baseball and how effective you are.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in franchise history, Napoleon Lajoie.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying he was. I was like, what? Okay. Wow.
Nope.
Okay.
Number two is Tris Speaker.
I played in his little baseball league.
So, I mean, these are Hall of Fame guys.
Cleveland Heights University. Yeah.
Number three is Bob Feller. Number four is Lou Boudreau. Number five is Jose Ramirez. Think about that company. Napoleon Lajoie, Tris Speaker, Bob Feller, Lou Boudreau, Jose Ramirez.
Checks out.
In franchise history. And he's followed by Stan Kovaleski, Earl Averill, who's was unbelievable, and then Kenny Lofton. That shows you where Jose is, I think, in the hierarchy of this franchise. I mean, this is an all-time great. He's Jim Thome's 10th. Jose's 5th.
Wow.
Now, had Jim finished his career here, might have been a different story.
Huh.
Instead, Jim ended up taking the tour of the major leagues and enjoyed it very much and did well. If Jim had stayed here, it might have been different. But that's where Jose is. He's 5th behind some of the most legendary names in baseball history.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
That's really amazing. Cool. That's really cool.
I was thinking about some of those home run totals you were talking about. And, you know, when you think of Jim Thome, you think of a guy that would hit home runs, right? I mean, like, he just was your, especially when he got bigger, not when he first started, but after he got bigger, he just looked like a prototypical Major League Baseball home run hitter, right?
Right.
I wouldn't say that Jose does.
Jose looks like anything but.
No, he looks like a guy that's going to get you a lot of extra base hits, which, by the way, he does, especially when you look at a guy that's got 387 doubles in his career. But he's only 57 home runs behind Thome. So that's a guaranteed statue. That's a guaranteed statue if he can get those 57 home runs.
If he were, and we've heard, you know, he could play on any team and would – Tom Hamilton.
Sammy said it over the weekend.
Yeah, he'd have been a part of a starter on those teams.
And Sammy was so right. Yeah, he on any one of those teams in the 90s.
Now, I wonder where you'd play him on those teams in the 90s. I don't think he would have played third ahead of Jim. And I say that because I don't think Jim at the time was capable of playing anywhere else. Jim Thome.
Yeah.
They taught Jim first base when they signed Matt Williams. When they brought in Matt Williams.
And then Matt only stayed here for like... One year.
Yeah. But Jim was a first baseman, and Jim was outgrowing third base anyway.
Sure.
But so you had Jim over there. At second, you had Carlos. After Carlos was gone, he could have played second for a while, but then you had Roberto Alomar.
Yeah, that wouldn't have happened.
So that wouldn't have worked. Maybe Jose would have been an outfielder, as he was here a little bit.
Well.
He played a little outfield here.
Isn't everyone an outfielder when they come to this team? I mean, at some point, everyone has the possibility.
He wasn't going to.
They all begin as middle infielders, and then as you grow old, you find your role.
He wasn't going to beat out Omar at shortstop.
No, that wasn't happening.
So if he's not playing second.
And by the way, defensively?
If he's not playing second, third, or short, where's he going to play?
Outfield.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I think he would have played second fielder or that. I
would have played left field.
Yeah, you know, it's just funny, and this total sidebar off this.
After Albert was gone.
If Johnny Mack could hit. And wasn't behind Omar.
Well, John McDonald
he would have started for pretty much any other team in Major League Baseball every game. As Charlie Manuel once said, fastest hands I've ever seen.
We've had Joe Inglot on the show before.
Yeah.
And Joe played for the Indians and played for the Blue Jays and played for the Astros. And I was fortunate enough to be talking to Joe one day. And he was a middle infielder.
Yeah.
And we mentioned, you know, we were just talking about things. And I said, one day at spring training, I'm watching Omar and Johnny Mack take ground balls together. And
Did any get by either one of them?
No. And he said, as good as Omar's hands were, Johnny Mack's were better. Fast. I said, really? Anyway, yeah. It was unbelievable. And I just thought, wow. And that's coming from a guy who played the same position.
Right.
You know, that's the greatest compliment you're going
to get.
He was
trying to knock those guys out to play, right? He was towards the end of their era. Is that right?
I believe he was, yes.
End of their era, yeah. Yeah. Because I remember looking at his stats coming.
And it was just fun. But that's where Jose Ramirez is, folks. And I don't know that he's completely appreciated because this team hasn't won, you know, a World Series. But my God, he helped them get there. And I just think, like, it was easy to root for the teams of the 90s and latch onto all of those star players and the early 2000s as well. We need to appreciate Jose, and I think Guardian fans do. And that to me is a really big deal, and I'm glad they do. Because, man, is he's just flat out good is what he is. It's Baskin and Phillips right here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.